AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have in studio again, as we do every Tuesday, Rachel Critch, the coupon queen. You can read her in today's Chronicle Telegram on the e-edition as well. She's got the column of saving, and everybody has to go grocery shopping. And over time, you suddenly realize, now, some, I'm not a big shopper of price, I will tell you that. So if I need something, I buy it. But I have noticed how much more prices are of items. And this is the impact that everybody's finding. So you're here to help us a little bit with that today, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times when people talk about saving at the grocery store, it's once you're there. But there's actually steps that you should be doing even before you set foot into a grocery store. Maybe my next column should be, once you're there, how can you save too, right? So these are things that I wrote about today for the column about things that you need to do before you step in the grocery store so you can save money.
So I would say eat, right? Eat as much as you can so you're not hungry.
You know, I totally was going to put that on there. There's only so much room on my column. There should be like 15 steps. But yeah, right. You definitely need to eat before you go.
Eat a drink of water. Just get prepared, you know, just so you're not eating on an empty stomach.
I always bring water with me. I'm a big water drinker.
Okay.
But I bring water because I feel like, at least if I'm hydrated, then it fills my belly, and then I won't be as hungry. And
well, I know the shopping carts do have sort of accessories, not just for kids to sit in front of you, but there's a place for a bottle or even for your phone or a special thing like that.
There's a nice little cup holder there, so bring your drinks with you so when you're walking through, you can have something to sip on.
When you get to the third aisle and you're turning back again to the fresh fruit, you can at least make sure that you can make it back there. All right, so what's one of the things you want to recommend to do before you go shopping?
So the first thing you want to do is join the program. And what I mean by that is just about every store that you shop at, grocery store-wise, is going to have a program. So whether that be the Myers has their own app, or Giant Eagle has their Perks program. Before you shop, you need to make sure that you join. I was literally behind in line at somebody at Giant Eagle the other day, and you know that cashier always asks, do you want me to scan your card? And the two people in front of me both said, oh yeah, I don't do that. And I gasped out loud.
You put down your Us Weekly, right? And you and you would say, what?
I thought I was, you know, you think you make noises in your mind, but they actually turned and looked at me. Oh. So I was like, oh no, I didn't mean that. But I just said, oh, you really should join. You should join. So even if you don't go to these places all the time, even if it's just, you know, sporadically, you should still join the program. It takes a few minutes, and you'll get extra perks back. So, like, for instance, specifically the Giant Eagle store, you can earn perks for gas and things like that. And actually, their new perks program actually allows you to pay less money for items that if you didn't have a card. And these are items that aren't even particularly on sale. One of my favorites is cottage cheese. My youngest son and I love cottage cheese, and I'll tell you, Giant Eagle and Walmart have the best. It's their store brand, cottage cheese.
Small or large curd, which do you prefer?
We prefer 4%, and, you know, I guess it's large curd. Yeah, I just want it creamy. It needs to be creamy.
Okay, all right.
I don't like it hard. My husband brought home, I told him any cottage cheese will work because I assumed that was true. He brought home four big containers of another brand. I don't even want to tell you. It was so bad, we actually had to return it to the store. I thought it was just me. My son tried it. I didn't tell him. And he's like, oh, this is horrible. Then we gave it to my two-year-old niece, thinking she'll eat anything. Right. She spit it out.
Well,
and it wasn't bad. Like, it hadn't gone bad.
It wasn't past the expiration.
I was like, so now I've learned not all
cottage
cheese.
There's a lot of different textures that you can get with different cottage cheese.
There is.
It all works well if you add fruit on top of that or anything like
I'll
that, too.
Oh, I'll have to
too.
Try that.
Mix in any of those small packages of the pineapple or the little oranges or whatever.
So Giant Eagle's cottage cheese, not only is it delicious, but it's like $1.82 with their perks program, where that is a crazy good price. So every time I go, I'm buying like four containers of cottage cheese.
Sometimes if I go into a store and I'm not part of the program, I feel like I'm missing out, which I guess I am. But I thought, I'm not going to buy that if I'm not part of that. You know, sometimes there's a price
that entices
you to things. Come and buy this, but you would then small print have to be a part of this.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes on vacation. I'm leaving for Myrtle Beach soon, and you know when they have different stores down there. But I will sign up for their card, wherever it is, like Piggly Wiggly or what are those, Publix, and
right.
I will sign up and I keep them in my purse so when we go back, I always have their card, even That's a...
Now, this has changed a lot from, like, I have a key ring that's filled up with all these little plastic cards. Some of them are so old that everything has been worn off of them, except for maybe the barcode on the back. But now everything you can put on an app or on your phone. How do you organize that?
So I actually just keep the cards. I mean, there's Piggly Wiggly and Publix are the two that we shop at when we're down south. There's another one. Can't remember the name. Anywho, but I just keep the card, and actually, I have them. I don't keep them in my purse. I put them in our vacation.
Was it your travel?
On our travel, so I know that I have it then. So that way, it's just not in my purse because I don't want to download their app. I have too many cute pictures of my kiddos and family. You know, it takes up space when I have too many apps.
Right, but sometimes the apps are good. Many of them to help you find things in the store. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
All right, let's talk about another one. Well, let's go right to the one that I see on this list. Make a list, right? Isn't that the key?
Yes.
Make a list and try to stick to it.
So, you know, I am really big on, we eat a lot at home. And we have dinner almost every night at the dining room table. It's the way I did it when my family was, when I was growing up. And so we try to make a count to everybody get to the table. And so I make my plan of what I'm going to be making that week for dinner. And from that, I make a list of items that we need. So that way there's no surprise. And by creating a list, you'll really know exactly what you need to shop for. And I think we've talked about in the past about the Alexa app and how I use their shopping list.
Okay.
So if you have one of those Echo Dots in your house, you can add things to your list throughout the week. So you don't have to go find a paper and pen or, you know, have the chance of forgetting something off your list. So as I need things, I can add it. And I'll always have my list with me because I have the Alexa app on my phone. So I can, and she puts it in order. So my list is on my phone and they put it by section. So it really makes it easy as I'm walking through.
So if you're in the frozen food or if you're in the dairy aisle, you'll have most of it.
It'll have everything listed for frozen.
That's
yep.
Good. Explain to me then why I keep buying a bottle of ketchup. Is there something, you know what I mean? I look in the pantry and there's like, or there's peanut butter. Because every time I'm shopping, I think I need peanut butter. Maybe I have it. I have it there. Or I suddenly find out I bought a lot of apple cider vinegar for some reason.
So another tip that actually didn't make the list is to shop your pantry. So before I go grocery shopping, probably about every 2 to 3 weeks I'll do this. Just because, you know, I don't need it every week. I will look through my pantry and find out what I have. We also have a small stockpile in our garage of like canned goods and things like that. So I'm looking at that. So I'm not buying lots of extras. We always like to have one in the fridge and one on the counter or one on like the shelf. So if I have more than that, I know that I probably haven't done my due diligence of making sure that we already have it.
We are talking this morning with Rachel Critch, Coupon Queen. You can read her in today's Chronicle Telegram all today about saving on those grocery trips. Go alone. Is that another tip you didn't leave off of there? Is that
Sure. When I had those little ones at home, as soon as my husband would get home from the from the work, I would dart out to do all my grocery shopping because I could get in there quicker and faster and with less cookies probably in my cart without the kids. Although, you know, when they were really little, they had that eagle's nest. Do you remember that at Giant Eagle?
Yes, right.
Oh, that was lovely. As soon as all of my kids were old enough to go in, of course, that's when they shut it down. But I miss that. But yeah, if you can go without kids, sometimes without husbands, you know, I don't know.
So let's talk about, you have here something called a budget-friendly food blogs. What's happening on these food blogs?
I make dinner almost every night, I'm always looking for new ideas. And so there's a lot of bloggers out there that there are food bloggers, there's chef bloggers, there's some bloggers out there who are going to make really expensive dinners, but I am actually looking for budget-friendly food bloggers. So if you just Google budget-friendly food blogger, a bunch will pop up.
Okay.
And I'll look through their site and find a new recipe. And a lot of their recipes are, I don't know, under $10, $15 at the most for a whole family. So I can really, and then the nice thing is there's always leftovers. So even a $15 meal is going to stretch two meals. I plan for leftover night, so that we don't have to cook every night. And so I have extras in my refrigerator, and we are the family who does eat our leftovers. So have you seen that meme where you say, I'm one of those people who put the food in and then I put it and I laugh because I know I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
Have you seen that? Yeah. We don't laugh because we actually do. I actually plan for a leftover night, usually in the middle of the week, Wednesdays, and I tell everybody to look in the fridge and that's what they're eating. So You have to plan for leftover night. Or
you're exactly right.
Plan for it, yes. Right.
And do you plan your meals based on maybe what's on sale, too, sometimes?
I do, yeah. So I look through the flyer, and I'm looking for what's on sale. I'm looking at for what store to shop in. There's lots of different stores in our area. I love Apples, locally owned. I love shopping in there. Aldi and Giant Eagle and Meijer. There's just so many stores that you can shop at. And I look through all their flyers and find out what is on sale and base it on what I'm making that week. And sometimes I will base, obviously, what we're going to eat based on what's on sale. So if I've seen ingredients that are on sale right now that are not, that it was not on the plan, but I knew I can make it the following week, then I'll buy it now since it's on sale.
Does it work if we try to do those ones where it says, well, if you buy six of these, you get one of these? You know, it's sort of like, well, I don't know if I'm ever going to eat five of these. You know what I mean?
Right.
It seems like you need an army sometimes to follow some of that.
So sales. You really want to check with your store. Like, for instance, when Giant Eagle would have a 10 for 10 sale, you didn't actually have to buy 10 items. So, but there are some stores that you have to buy that number. So definitely check with your store. I think it was Meijer's I think they just recently changed something with their like 7 for 7 sale or something like that. But check each store individually because you may not have to buy all of them.
Right. That's maybe just a suggestion for
them. It's a suggestion. So, you know, you're going to spend more, right? But, you know, sometimes you don't need 11 avocados.
This is true. And you mentioned about the like apples and things like this. We're in that season where like farmers markets are always a good place to get some things as well, too, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I love stopping at stands. There's on the way to our church, it's not even a farmers market. It's just, it must be a little farmer has his own little stand. And we've stopped there. And I make sure I bring some extra money so we can stop in and grab some zucchini because we did not do a garden this year. We were just not able to do it. So, you know, I'm able to stop by and get some fresh fruit. And while I'm still able to support somebody who's local. So it's a win-win.
Right. And sometimes you can find those ones where you can get on sale. They're like ugly ones or extras. In other words, the blemished ones you're thinking.
We'll take the ugly ones if it means
I mean,
cheaper.
Right?
Yes.
Close
yes.
your eyes and eat it.
Right.
It tastes the same and just
right.
as good, right?
I'm the one I make my kids fruit salads often. And so if I know if I put it together, I'll be able to cut it up and the kids won't even know.
Oh, they don't know what it originally looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
How much
of
the banana is really good on here, right?
Right. Because, you know, if there's a spot or two, they may give it the side eye. So I can just peel it and they won't even know what it looked like.
Right, exactly. You can find out more of what Rachel's up to with her Coupon Queen column every Tuesday in the Chronicle, or they can follow you as well on social media.
You just find Couponing with Rachel on Facebook, and there's lots of deals and sales and things like that.
All right. Well, I've got a grocery list for this weekend coming up for sure. Rachel Kritz joining us this morning. The Coupon Queen is all brought to you on WEOL by the Lorain Public Library System.